question was asked in Halakha to Rav Moshe Feinstein regarding some ethics in the classroom, what teachers are allowed to do and what teachers are not allowed to do. The first question was regarding a teacher punishing a student, where Rav Feinstein writes that before a teacher punishes a student, which he is allowed to do, the Gemara gives him a permissibility to do that, of course in reason, and like the rabbi says, without anger and not out of nervousness. It's done by yeshuva dat, it's done with a settled mind in order to raise the student. However, it can only be done, he says, a punishment when it's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that the student did what he's suspected of doing. It's not worse, he says, than bet din, that they're not allowed to punish somebody just on a rumor or on hearsay or on an estimation. It has to be clear evidence that the person did what he did to deserve the punishment. You know, not that the teacher thinks that that was the guy, and therefore he goes and he gives him a tap or whatever it is. It has to be clear beyond the shadow of a doubt, and the teacher has to make that proper judgment. The next question he asks is regarding in the classroom, is it permissible for a teacher to ask the students, tell me who did it? And Rabbi Feinstein says 100% asur. And he says not that it's asur maybe from the halakha, but it's bad practice because you're teaching the children to speak lashon hara. Even though we've seen the Gemara many times, like a Gemara in Erchin says, that Rabbi Yochanan says, many times Rabbi Akiva got punished through me, because Rabbi Yochanan would go to the rabbi and tell him Rabbi Akiva. Says there, Rabbi Yochanan was doing it l'shem shamayim in order to make Rabbi Akiva a better student, and that was the student going to the rabbi l'shem shamayim in order to get the student to better his ways. But for the rabbi to go to the student and try to fish information to see who the culprit is, he said that would be not a proper education to the children, maybe training them to get used to speaking lashon hara and things like that. The last question they asked him regarding this was, in punishing students, can you punish a student a punishment that'll cause him to have bitul Torah? For example, you tell him, you can't come to class today, or, you don't let him study, it's some type of punishment. He says, no, you shouldn't. A punishment that is involved with bitul Torah, he says the damage definitely outweighs the benefit, and therefore the teacher should think of alternate methods of rebuking a child instead of taking away his learning time. The learning taking away is guaranteed trouble for the student, and therefore he should find, as we said, alternate methods. So just to review the three halachot, number one, a teacher is allowed to inflict a certain amount of measured punishment, as the Gemara Makot says, in students. However, it can only be when he's beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is indeed the student that committed the crime. And then number two, he's not allowed to ask the children who was the culprit. And number three, the punishment should not involve bitul Torah. Just for the sake of clarity, Rabbi Feinstein does not use the word asud when it comes to the teacher asking a student for information. He uses the word nechoar. He said it's a disgusting practice and not a night practice. It doesn't change our bottom line result on this query, on this answer, on this question, I mean, but it's for precision, the right word he used was it is mechoar for a teacher to do such a practice.